Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm not blue, but sometimes I'm shocking. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. It will help you with your whatever you're doing on your in your business, whether you're starting it or running it or growing it or trying to get rid of it. We got you covered there with something you can read or listen to or watch. It's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out the poll question. We ask you a different question every week. Dr. Paul Marciano is our guest. He's the author of Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. We're talking about some ways to make sure that you become a little more sophisticated in the ways that you manage your people. That's what we talked about in the previous segment. Paul, how can we be more sophisticated in acquiring employees? I told the audience before you got here that, sometime in the next year, most small business owners who have employees are going to hire somebody. They're going to bring somebody on. They're going to replace somebody, or they're going to go through the employee acquisition process.
Yep.
Help them get more professional, more sophisticated.
Yes, more successful in their hiring decision.
I like that.
You know, you said earlier that the small business owner might point to the larger corporations who do this more effectively. Let me tell you something, Jim. Most organizations don't do this effectively. And the reason for that, by the way, the cost of hiring, obviously, and losing an employee, and the figures are just astronomical in terms of the time and the investment you have to put into training somebody and then losing them. And any small business owner can relate to that. Well, obviously, a large company can absorb that better. So here's the issue, Jim, is that for 40 years, we've known that the traditional interview process, here's my resume, hi, how are you, I like you or I don't like
right.
you, is completely invalid. That those, as much as you might have that gut feeling, that those really aren't effective. And again, going back about 30 years, we've begun doing what's called behavioral interviewing and asking people, very specific questions about, well, if you were in this circumstance, how would you respond? How would you react? And I've taken it for myself one step further, and this is, the one thing out of this conversation I'd like for your listeners to take away, it's the following. So I mentioned earlier that my number one thing is initiative. So imagine that I have an opening in my business. I invite somebody in. Now, if they don't come, I mean, all the regular stuff, right, Jim? I mean, they're early, they're well-dressed, all that.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't come in with my website, my bio, my book, if they don't have those things not only printed out but highlighted and circled and questioned,
right.
If they don't have enough initiative to do that, we're done.
Right.
I call it the small cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I will do is I will overwhelm them with what's going on in the company. I will tell them all the things that we need to get accomplished, and I want to see, obviously, during the interview how they respond to that. Do they ask questions? I mean, asking questions is so critical.
Right.
In the critical thinking.
Are they engaged? Do they want to know more? Do they, are they, I like the fact that you're using the word initiative, because, I had a young person come to an interview with me one time, and, we're all over the internet. It's hard to swing a cat online in the area of small business and not hit us in some way. And this person didn't know much about us. The candidate was a good candidate, and I didn't want to write him off, but I said, you need to go home and do some more research and come back.
Yeah.
So the meeting lasted about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
The first one.
So what I do at the end of that meeting is I say to them, okay, I say, now I've given you a whole lot to think about. What I'd like for you to do is to go ahead and leave and respond to me in writing. What would you hope to accomplish over the next 60 days? If you came to work here in 60 days, what would you get done? I want to see your prioritized list. And then I want to see what resources you would need from me in order to be successful.
Wow, that's homework.
That's homework. Now, what do I see from that? Well, A, obviously, do they respond appropriately and you know, thanking email and all that, you know, thank you. But then, how quickly do they actually organize that information? I get to see their logical thinking, right? Mm-hmm. I get to, are they prioritizing in an order that makes sense? I get to see their writing ability,
right?
Their critical thinking. And then, boy, I tell you something, Jim, they better actually come back to me and say, okay, what I would need from you is A, B, and C.
Right. Now, let me tell you something. For a small business, probably a small business owner probably needs to either farm that out to a consultant, that work which you just said out to a consultant, or one of their people who's already on board, because most small business owners are not going to feel comfortable talking to somebody like this. It's going to take a sort of a job description kind of thing to make that happen. What do you think? I'm concerned I agree it needs to be done, but I'm not sure the small business owner needs to be the one to do it.
Yeah, I mean, somebody else. Yeah, I'm always wanting to make a small business owner as self-sufficient as possible and reduce their costs as much as possible.
I agree. But my experience, and folks, just for whatever it's worth, think about that. If you're uncomfortable with what Paul just said, that doesn't mean it doesn't need to be done. It just means maybe you need to get somebody to help you with it.
Yeah, and even if you don't do that kind of process, I mean, the idea is, you know, whatever's most important for your business, you just got to make sure you get a sample of that behavior.
Right.
You know, I don't think you'd go and hire somebody, you know, in the old days to be a stenographer or whatever, and not actually have them sit down and take a typing test.
Right. Hey, Paul, I got to wrap it up. Yep. PaulMarciano.com, right?
Correct.
Thanks for being here. The book is called Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. Dr. Paul Marciano, come back again real soon, Paul. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, sir.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm coming right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.